This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia has unleashed the biggest wave of strikes in weeks on areas throughout Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Kyiv residents woke up to the thunderous sound of heavy Russian shelling. Ukraine's military said scores of Russian missiles were fired at Ukrainian energy facilities, but that Ukrainian forces managed to shoot down a large number of them. Russia dispatched explosive drones to selected regions overnight, before broadening the barrage with cruise missiles in the morning. In Kyiv, residents such as Anastasia are defiant and frustrated at the relentless disruption to their daily lives. "We're just tired of this and we don't have special concerns. Yes, we're trying to react and go to the shelter, but this interrupts our life." I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is advocating a 10-point peace plan that calls for Russia to recognize Ukraine's territory and withdraw its troops. The Kremlin reiterated its dismissal of the proposal Wednesday, doubling down on its stance that Ukraine must accept the annexation Russia claimed in September after referendums rejected by Ukraine and most other nations as shams. As many as 11 people have died and another 30 injured in a fire at a Cambodian hotel casino on the border of Thailand, according to police. The blaze at the Grand Diamond City Casino Hotel in Poipet broke out late Wednesday night. Former Pope Benedict's condition remains grave but stable, the Vatican said on Thursday, adding in a statement that he had rested well during the night and was lucid and aware. They add that Pope Francis renews his request to pray for the 95-year-old former pontiff. For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has approved the sale of an anti-tank mine-laying system to Taiwan amid the rising military threat from China. The department on Wednesday said the Volcano system and all related equipment would cost an estimated $180 million. Israel's new government, led by Benjamin Netanyahu, on Thursday secured a vote of confirmation in parliament ahead of its official swearing-in. Netanyahu's government received more than half of possible votes in parliament, the speaker said. Hundreds of Israeli left-wing and centrist activists, as well as other protesters, gathered in front of Israel's parliament, the Knesset, to protest against the inauguration of Netanyahu's new government Thursday.
"I came to demonstrate against the government that about to rise up in Israel. Horrible government. A lot of criminals are sitting there, and they wish to destroy the Israeli democracy. And we came to demonstrate against it."
The hard-right Israeli government aims to expand Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank and pursue other policies that have stoked criticism at home and abroad in Netanyahu's comeback as premier. Turkey on Thursday denounced French politicians for attending a Paris protest over the killing of three Kurds. Some protesters waved flags of the PKK, labeled a terrorist organization by Turkey, the European Union, and the United States, and posters of its jailed leader. Clashes broke out last week between police and Kurdish protesters angry at the killing of three members of their community by a gunman on Friday. A travel ban has been lifted in the United States city of Buffalo, New York, days after a massive blizzard hit. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says the driving ban was lifted at 12:01 this morning, and he says City Hall will be open.
"Significant progress has been made on main streets, secondaries, and residentials. I've toured many areas across the city over the last few days, and I'm pleased with the progress that has been made."
But the mayor says there's still a travel advisory in place.
"I'm asking people to still be cautious, and if you don't need to drive, please don't."
More than three dozen deaths have been reported in all of Western New York. I'm Donna Warder.
Ethiopian Airlines resumed commercial flights to the Tigray region Wednesday following an 18-month shutdown. The restart of flights comes more than a month after the government and Tigrayan rebels signed an agreement to end the war that has ravaged northern Ethiopia for 2 years.